If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Third John. Very quick book. Only one chapter in our canon, 14 verses. But the central truth in 3 John is verse 2. The saying is very normal for the time. If we were to take this passage and simply make it fit the archaic time, what he's saying is, brothers, sisters, beloved, it is my wish that your life goes well. And in the course of your life, may you prosper and remain healthy all your days. It's a normal response to someone who is writing their feelings and their heart to someone they care about. But since all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for instruction, for correction, for God's way, his primary way to reveal his will is through his word, we now shift in our exegesis of the passage, and we go past the normal response, and we ask the question, what is the will of the Lord in this passage? And the will of the Lord is that you prosper. The will of the Lord is that you be in health. But he ties the two together and says that it must be connected to the prosperity of one's soul. It's a very interesting passage because when one observes this, they notice that God ties your physical well-being into your soulish well-being. And if I were to go a step further, I would say to you that God is saying, may your quality of life emanate from what you think about life. He literally says, I want you to feel good about life so that you can have a good life. The reason why we know that to be true is that he says, as your soul prospers. Now, for the Pentecostal, we take that passage to mean that as my soul grows in the Lord, then prosperity and all of these other things will happen by osmosis. They just happen. But that wouldn't be totally true, because if you look at the two areas that God speaks about his will for us, prosperity and health, it is necessary that we participate with the development of both. In other words, you can't just sit there, do nothing, and stay healthy. You can't just sit there, do nothing, and be prosperous. Now, since we have discover that it's the will of God for me to prosper. I need you to know that. It is the will of God for you to be healthy. That's why we're spending those 6 weeks in healing school on Wednesday night. And believe me, saints, it has been scary to me how God has moved. I kid you not. In all of my years of pastoring and having these different types of Bible studies, this one has a mark on it that I'll never forget. We have literally been transported into a realm of biblical understanding that people are writing the next day telling about healing and the miraculous. And that has caused us to start a new newsletter called The Healing Touch. And you'll be getting papers that we're going to be giving out to you where you can write down your testimony. Because these testimonies are coming in so rapidly, the Lord said they need to be published. Now you watch this. Those of you that are members that are connected to this ministry that have been here for a long time, I'm going to need you to get stronger and get closer. Here's why. Because the Lord says as these miracles and as these things, these testimonies start going out, multitudes are going to start coming. I can't pray for everybody. I can't work with everybody. I need mature sheep. That's why I was telling the ushers yesterday, whether they want to accept it or not, they've been thrust into the supernatural right along with me. And so after I left that meeting, the Lord began to deal with me in the parking lot and said, I have to sit with the ushers and teach them how to pray for healing, teach them how to cast out devils, because he said they are going to be the first ones that people encounter. And folks should not have to wait till I have a healing line before they can be healed. The ushers are now going to move into ministerial greatness. We are about to see something that folks did not think was coming, and that's why the devil has been fighting against us so viciously for the past 3 years, trying to destroy our ministry and upset the apple cart. But the Bible says, having done all to stand, just keep standing, and those that have stood with me are going to get the prophet's, a part of the prophet's reward. I'm released to tell you that. And so what the Lord is saying here is that it's his will that we prosper. What does it mean? God does not want you to be under anything from the devil. He doesn't want you to be sick. He doesn't want you to be broke. He doesn't want you to live paycheck to paycheck. Now, go with me. Because if you go to Jeremiah 29, now my topic again is time for my increase. Time for my increase. Say that. Now I need you to put a definite. It's time for my increase. Amen. Now, when you are sure that it's something that the Lord wants, when you are sure that it's something that the Lord wants, you can approach it with a degree of certainty. You get a boldness when you know it's what the Lord wants. Do you remember last month when Sister Cynthia and Brother Martin oversaw a process for people to come up and wish me birthday greetings? Do you remember that? Okay. Did you see how confident they were to get up and do that? Did you see how confident Sister Cynthia was when she went around and talked to the people about it? You see how confident Brother Martin was when he got up to do his thing? Do you know why they were so confident? Because they had talked to me to find out if it was okay. I guarantee you, had they not spoken to me about it, they would have been looking over their shoulder to make sure it was okay with me. So when you know the will of the Father, you have confidence, and the devil can't take it away. So if someone were to come to them and say, now, y'all know Bishop don't like anything like that, they could tell you, get somewhere and sit down. You're narrow-minded, and you don't understand. We've already cleared this. Are you with me? They've already cleared it for one time. You understand what I'm saying? So what is God saying here in 3 John? He is saying that you now know it's my will for you to be successful. So now let's begin to thrash it out. If I know it's the Lord's will for me to be healthy, if I know it's the Lord's will for me to be prosperous, and if I'm not living that way, then what am I doing? I am defying the will of the Lord. I am living beneath the will of God. Are you hearing me? It is important for us, before we go any further, to ascertain the fact that God wants the best for me. This is where Pentecostalism sometimes runs into a brick wall, because we are the only denomination, if you will, in the Christian movement that loves to hear about God killing you, beating you, going to hell, you know, God's going to expose you. And in all the other mainline denominations, they're preaching a God who loves you, who wants to heal you and help you and bless you. And we're still stuck in, you're going to hell for little transgressions. I got news for you. If you're born again, hell ain't your issue no more. Amen. Don't be ashamed. You ought to rejoice. You are not going to hell if you're born again. You may go through some trials and some tests, but hell is not your issue anymore, because Jesus went there so you won't have to go there. Jesus took the curse so that you can be blessed. Jesus had took the sickness so you can be healed. That's what we're discussing and discovering in Wednesday night's healing school, is that we receive salvation, but we don't receive healing because we're not sure that healing belongs to us. But yet, according to Isaiah, Jesus paid for all of it at the same time. So why do we give him our sins but not our sicknesses? Why do we believe for our sins but not our sicknesses? But I'm not going no more with that. You have to come Wednesday. All right. Now, listen, if you can't, you can get the CD package they're putting together. It has been, I'm telling you, the Lord has just met us here. And he's doing the same thing with this. What he's put in my heart, and I'm going to have to say it the way he talks to me. I'm tired of my people asking me for things they already have. When I was a young boy, my father used to give me a weekly allowance. And so every Saturday, I would go down to his house. I would go there and visit him. We would sit together and talk. And we would, you know, if a baseball game was on, we'd watch the game. And then sometimes toward the end, it would be time for me to leave. And Daddy would give me, he'd reach in his pocket, and he would give me my allowance. Now, there were times when Daddy wasn't home, and I had a key to his house. And I would go into the house, and he would tell me ahead of time. He'd say, Rick, I'm not going to be there, but your allowance is in the cabinet under a plate. Now, he never told me which plate he put it under. He just said it was in the cabinet under a plate. I knew that he left the money for me, and I had to move plates to get it. The reason, listen carefully, the reason that I didn't move a saucer is because there was nothing under the saucer. Just because he put it under a plate doesn't mean I didn't have to look. He just narrowed the search parameter. Everything you need in order to be healthy and prosperous is in the Word of God. You have 66 plates to look for your money. Just because you have to look doesn't mean that God didn't put it there. You have to take time, as Jesus said, search the Scriptures. Take the time to find every scripture on healing, every scripture on provision, every scripture on the heart of God, and apply those scriptures to your situation. And I guarantee you, you will find that God's plan is always to prosper you. Always. You will never find God's plan for his children to be contrary to healing and prosperity. Even in Jeremiah 29, he says, I'm going to put you in Babylonian captivity. You're going to be there for 70 years. But while you are there, I want you to be prosperous. I want you to buy houses. I want you to buy land. I want you to plant crops. I want you to get married. I want you to have children. And then I want you to give your children to be married so they can give you grandchildren. Now, God, why would you do that if I'm in captivity? Listen carefully. Because you're not going to be in captivity forever. And if you don't know how to prosper during hard times, then you will not know how to prosper during good times. The principles of God's prosperity, the principles of God's healing, don't have anything to do with you, but they have everything to do with the character of God.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07415P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise God.